Hello, and here are our readings for Tuesday, May 5th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him through His Word together as a family of families. Today, we're going to read Psalm 59, 1 through 9, Leviticus 26, 36 through 27, 15, and Mark 9, 1 through 10. We're going to be starting in Psalm 59, 1 through 9. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil, and save from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce men stir up strife against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord, for no fault of mine, they run and make ready. Awake, come to meet me and see you, Lord of hosts, our God of Israel. Rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil, Selah. Each evening they come back howling like dogs and prowling about the city. There they are bellowing with their mouths, with swords in their lips, for who they think will hear us. But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for you. For you, O God, are my fortress. Leviticus 26, 36 through 27, 15. And as for those of you who are left, I will send faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. The sound of a driven leaf shall put them to flight, and they shall flee as one flees from the sword, and they shall fall when none pursues. They shall stumble over one another as if to escape a sword, though none pursues. And you shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and you shall perish among the nations. And the land of your enemies shall eat you up, and those of you who are left shall rot away in your enemies' lands because of their iniquity, and also because of the iniquities of their fathers. They shall rot away like them. But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, in their treachery that they committed against me, and also in walking contrary to me, so that I will walk contrary to them, and brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled, and they make amends for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land, but the land shall be abandoned by them and enjoy its Sabbath when it lies desolate without them. And they shall make amends for their iniquity because they spurned my rules and their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet for all that when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not spurn them, neither will I abhor them, so as to destroy them utterly and break my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God, but I will, for their sake, remember the covenant with their forefathers, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and rules and laws that the Lord made between himself and the people of Israel through Moses on Mount Sinai. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, if anyone makes a special vow to the Lord involving the valuation of persons, then the valuation of a male from 20 years old up to 60 years old shall be 50 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. If the person is a female, the valuation shall be 30 shekels. If the person is from 5 years old to 20 years old, the valuation be for a male 20 shekels and for a female 10 shekels. If the person is from a month old up to 5 years old, the valuation shall be for a male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female, the valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if the person is 60 years old or over, the valuation for a male shall be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. And if someone is too poor to pay the valuation, then he shall be made to stand before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to what the vower can afford. If the vow is an animal, that may be offered as an offering to the Lord, all of it that he gives to the Lord is holy. He shall not exchange it or make a substitute for it, good or bad for good. And if he does, in fact, substitute one animal for another, then both it and the substitute shall be holy. And if it is any unclean animal that may not be offered as an offering to the Lord, then he shall stand the animal before the priest, and the priest shall value it as either good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall be. But if he wishes to redeem it, he shall add a fifth to the valuation. When a man dedicates his house as a holy gift to the Lord, the priest shall value it as either good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall stand. And if the donor wishes to redeem his house, he shall add a fifth to the valuation price, and it shall be his. Mark 9:1-10. And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power." And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and the voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for May 5th. In particular, I do want to look at the transfiguration here. And I believe we talked about this when we went through Matthew. But it's important for us to look at something here because Jesus teaches us something very important about discipleship and how he discipled. You see, Jesus had the few. Peter, James, and John. Those were the three disciples that got to go up on the Mount of Transfiguration and experience this most holy moment. He had the few, he had the 12, and he had the many that followed him. And depending on who they were was dependent upon what God revealed and chose to reveal to them and chose to teach them. In particular, Peter, James, and John were the only ones that got to go up on the Mountain of Transfiguration. And the reality is, and I fully believe this, God has appointed few in all of our lives. He's appointed the few in all of our lives. He's appointed the 12 in all of our lives, and he's appointed the many, those people that are within our circles of influence. And the ultimate question I think we need to ask is, God, who are the few in my life that you've put in my circle of influence, that you've placed in my circle of influence, that you have called me to disciple like Jesus discipled Peter, James, and John? Because Jesus is our ultimate example. And so let's begin by asking that question today. And then let's continue later on by asking the question, who are the 12? Who are the many? And now, it's not about having 3. It's not about having 12. It's not about having however many 72, if you want to call it that. What it's about, though, is us identifying those people that God has put in those circles of influence, that close circle, that semi-close circle, and then that not-so-close circle. Identifying that and truly being a disciple who makes disciples of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord, and the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.